Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Zayin. We're learning today Leilu Nishmas Harry Meir, Avraham Zev ben Anchel Zacharya. All the Nishmas we learn from Zev and Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up on Nun Zayin Omer Aleph, 9 lines from the top. We're continuing discussing in yesterday's Mishnah the items that are forbidden to get Hanah from them, the Yisuri Hanah, and therefore, when you Makadish a woman with such items, you're not giving her a Shavu Pruta because they're also Bahanah, so they have no value, no benefit, and therefore the woman is not Mekudeshes. So we had said, Be'egla Rufa. We know that we had mentioned that when a person is Nebuch found dead in between two cities, so we measure out which is the city that it's closest to, and the whole Egla Arufa process has to be brought, and this Egla Rufa is also Bahanah. So the Gemara asks, the Egla Rufa, Minolim, where do we know? How do we know that an Egla Rufa is also Bahanah? So Amrei Devei Rav Yanai, so they said in the base medrash of Rav Yanai, because it says Kapara Ksivbo, and this means Kikdok Kachim. So there is an aspect of Kapara in regards to the Egla Rufa, and therefore it is like the status of Kachim, and Kachim are also Bahanah, so too the Egla Rufa is also Bahanah. Rashi tells us, in Dibur Masul Kikachim, Ukdoshim Asurim Bahanah, Shehare Moalin Bahen. Now, Rashi then adds, and it's in parentheses, so I'm not sure what the problem is. It seems to say the Marsha deletes this, but in any event, Lo Parchinon, we don't ask the same question that we asked previously, and we'll ask later in today's year, if you're comparing it to Kachim, so then it should be that it should be like Kachim, that it should be Tofei's Damim. So how come we don't ask that question over here? We'd ask that in yesterday's year, and we'll ask it later in today's year. Why don't we say over here, it should be like Kachim, and therefore, you shouldn't be able to be Mekadesh the woman if you sold the Egla Rufa. The money that you got for that Egla Rufa could, in fact, be used to be Mekadesh the woman. So why don't we say that over here, too? So Rashi says, the Ein Meshivin ala Hekish, that somehow this is a Hekish over here. I'm not sure exactly why it would be Hekish, and maybe that's why it's in parentheses. And indeed, the Marashah writes, this is a toast, because he says, what in the world are we talking about over here, that it's Ein Meshivin ala Hekish, and therefore he brings the Marashah who says, yeah, the Dom of Aron Tovsin, the money would not be considered holy, and therefore you can be Mekadesh woman, but he doesn't give a reason why, and the Marashah himself suggests that maybe it's because by Kachim, when you do have the money being Tofes, but the Kachim then become Chulin, whereas here, the Egla Rufa itself, even if the money were to be Tofes, but the Egla Rufa would not lose its status of being an Egla Rufa. It still would be Aser. And therefore, it's not comparable to Kachim. Nu, Tzarechian, bottom line. Okay, now, Mark continues and tells us that the reason why Tzipori and Mitzora, we quote the Mishnah, Tzipori and Mitzora are also Aser B'Hanah and can't be given for Kiddushin as a result. So, Minolah, how we know that Tzipori and Mitzora are Aser B'Hanah. So, this is the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. You learn the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. It says, Ne'amar Machshir U'Mechaber Mibifnim. Now, a Machshir is something that goes and permits a person to now do something, but doesn't provide for them an atonement. So it says, Machshir, what is the Machshir Mibifnim? So Rashi explains, the Machshir Mibifnim is the Asham Mitzora, when a Mitzora has to bring various korbanos, so some of them for atonement, but the Mitzora is not brought for atonement, the Mitzora, the Asham Mitzora is brought to allow the Mitzora to now go and eat korbanos, and to go inside the Beis HaMikdash. So this is called a Machshir, it permits you to do something. And we have the other korbanos that are called a Mechaper Bifnim. They are going to allow you to get an atonement. So, therefore, we have Namar Machshir Mechaper Mibifnim. We have examples of a Machshir and a Mechaper Mibifnim, and the Namar Machshir Umechaper Bachutz, and Mibachutz. And we also have a Machshir Mibachutz. Rashi explains the Machshir Mibachutz is the Tzipori Mitzora, that they are Machshire Bachutz, Hain, Shari Chutz Lo'ir, Nases Mitzora. So, this is done outside of the city. You're going to turn the birds out from the city into the Sada, as we'll see in the Shir in a moment. Ulahakshir is a Mitzorah, Lavo B'machaneh, and this permits the Mitzorah to come back into the Machaneh. Until now, he's been outside the Machaneh. So this is a Machshir, it's a permitting thing that allows the Mitzorah to come back into the Machaneh. And you have Umechaper Bachutz, you have the Egla Rufa. Rashi says that's the Umechaper Bachutz. Now, we compare these two. We compare the Mechaper and the Machshir Mibifnim to the Mechaper and the Machshir Mibachutz. And Ma Machshir U'Mechaper Homur Bifnim, those two things, the Asham Mitzorah, the Machshir, and the other Korbanos that are bringing in atonement, they are also Machshir Ki Mechaper. We compare the Machshir and the Mechaper, that both of them are also B'Hanah, so too, Af Machshir U'Mechaper Homur Bichutz, so too, the Machshir and the Mechaper that are done outside the Tzipori Mitzorah Machshir to allow the person to go back into the Machaneh, and the Egla Rufa, which gives an atonement, so too, also Machshir Ki Mechaper, they have the same dinim. In other words, they're going to be Osir for Hanah. That's how we learn this out. Now the Gemara has a question. Itmar. From what point, Tzipori Mitzora, Me'emasai Surim, at what point does the birds of the Mitzora, do they become Osir? Now, Rashi seems to suggest that this is an Isser even on the bird that is going to be sent away, albeit once you send the bird away, that Isser goes away. Tosa says, but don't learn it differently. In Tosa's Diba Maskim, Shashchiti, he says that Pirish Umushlachas, the two Tziporim birds, one is Shechted and one is sent away. That one that is sent away, name te'oser mishchitas chaverta ad shiluach. It is also going to be oser. We have machlokas from what point. So this goes according to the sheet that says from the shchita of the other bird. So until you actually send it away, it also is oser. The ein lefarish, but don't explain it. Misha shchita only bishchuta is oser b'hanor ubimushlachas lek iser klal. That one is not oser at all. Because the Hotani tzipore mitzora, the mashma tarvayu, seems to imply that both of them have an iser until a certain point in time, and then the iser, when you send away the live bird, so then that iser goes away, as the Gemara will discuss. In any event, the Gemara again is asking over here, tzipori mitzora, from what point in time, when you take the tziporim for the mitzora, at what point in time do they both become oser? So, Rav Yochanan Omar Mishashlita, Rav Yochanan says, it's from the time that you shech the bird of the two that is supposed to be shechted. The other one, as Tosa just explained, remains aser until you go and send it away, and then it becomes mutter. And we'll have to explain why it becomes mutter in a moment. Right? Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish Amar Mishas Lakich. He says, no, it's not when you shecht it, it's when you take the two birds. Now you've taken the two birds, now they're both aser b'hanot. Rav Yochanan Amar Mishas Shchita. Why did Rav Yochanan say it's only from the time of the Shchita? Because it says Shchita who the Osra law. It's the Shchita that makes it Osra. So the actual shechting of this bird, that is what goes and makes this bird Osra. Whereas Reish Lakish holds, Reish Lakish Amar Mishas Lakichis, from the time that you take the bird. Me Eglo Arufa Nafka. He learns it after Me Eglo Arufa. And just like Ma Eglo Arufa is Mechayim, it's while it's still alive, not after you do the Arufa process to it, it's while it's still alive that it's Osir. And he compares the Tzipori Mitzorah to the Eglo Arufa. As we just all agreed, the Mechaper Bachutz is compared to the Machshir Bachutz, so after Tzipori Mitzorah, Mechayim. So too, the Mitzorah birds are also already when they're taken and not only when the first one is shechted. More asked, the Egla Rufa, Gufa Me Emosai. Okay, you're comparing the Tzipori Mitzora to the Egla Rufa. It's like when the Egla Rufa is taken, so to the, it's when you take the Tzipori Mitzora that they become also according to Reish Lakish, but the Egla Rufa itself, Me Emosai, at what point does that become also in Hanoa? So Amar Rav Yana, Rav Yana says, Gvul Shamatiba, I heard a teretz on this. Rashi says, Me Emosai Neseres, from at what point the Egla Rufa itself is also considered to be also Hanoa. However, Vishachachti, but I forgot it. The Nos Vin Chavraya Lomar, and I then asked my friends and my Chavrusas, my colleagues, the Nos Vin Chavraya Lomar, and they wanted to suggest to say, Yeridoso Lenachal Eson He Osarto. It's when it goes down into the Nachal Eson, at that point in time, it becomes Osir V'Hanoa, even before it actually is having the Arufa process done to it. Where it says, wait a second then. Imaigla Arufa Mishas L'Kicha Lo Mistera Af Tzipori Mitzora Nami Mishas L'Kicha Lo Mistera. Wait a second. If you're now telling me that it's not when you take the Egla Arufa, it's only when you bring it down into the Nachal Eson that it becomes Osir V'Hanoa, so how can you tell me that the Tziporim of the Mitzora become Osir at the Shas L'Kicha? You have to compare it to Egla Rufa. If Egla Rufa is not from the Shas L'Kicha, so why should the Tziporim Mitzora be from the Shas L'Kicha? Someone says, no, they're not comparable. How can you say that? There, by the Egla Rufa, there is another possibility. There is the possibility it should be from the time of L'Kicha, but there is a later possibility from the time that it goes down to the Nachal Eson. And we have a famous rule, Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Bua Tafasta. If you try to grab on too much, you're not Yotzi with anything. But if you grab on a little bit, then you can fulfill what you need to fulfill. So here we have two options. It should be also from a later point in time, or it should be also from the earlier point of time. If you say from the earlier point of time, who knows? But if you say from the later point of time, it definitely includes if it was the earlier point of time. So therefore, it makes sense to say it's from the later point of time. So by regards to Egla Rufa, when you have an earlier and a later point of time, so you say it's from the later point of time, you read also L'Nachal Eson. However, in regards to the Tzipori Mitzora, Miesle Gvul Achrina, there isn't another time. It's either when you take it, or it's at the time of the Shechita. So therefore, if it's going to be compared to Egla Rufa, that there's an earlier time before it is killed, so then it must be the time of the Lakicha, and that is Reish Lakish Shechita. Now the Gemara is going to have several attempts to schlug up Reish Lakish, which will be unsuccessful. So the first of three attempts is as follows. Eisa Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, but wait a second, the Pasuk says, Kol Tzipor Tohora Tochelu. We have the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that tells us that any kosher bird can be eaten. Now it says, kol, seemingly a ribuy, Rashi says, it's an extra word, kol ribuyahu, and therefore we'll have to darshan something from it. So the drush is, lirabos es hamishulachas, to come to teach us that the bird of the mitzvah that is sent away, not the one that is shechted, but the bird that is sent away, El Hasada, that is the one that is now referred to over here as being called Tzipor Tohoro Tochelu, that this bird now is able to be eaten. But then we have another pasuk, also from Parshas Re, V'zeh Asher Lo Sochlu Mehem, and the following are ones that you're not letting go eat. Now the word Asher Rashi tells us is Ribu Yehu, it's extra, and that is coming to Lerabos as a Shruta, that you're not letting go and eat the Shruta. Even though you shechted it properly, you're not letting go and eat it. Now, Reish Lakish, you have a problem. If you're telling me that it's already also from the time of Lekicha, Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, so then, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to eat it after Shechita? You're not allowed to eat it from the time of Lekicha, according to you. And therefore, that is a slugging up of your Shechita. No, Reish Lakish would answer back. You know what it's talking about? Midei dahave yakotchim. The Michaim Asire, the Osir Shechita Umachshir Lahu, you might have thought that, yeah, it's comparable to Kachim. Just like Kachim or Osir, you're not allowed to eat the Kachim, you're not allowed to get any anah from the Kachim until you shecht it. But after you shecht it, so then you do the Zrikas Dam, you do the blood applications, and then, so if it's other than an Ola, so the other Kabbanim, so are all eaten in part, either by Kohanim or the Pirchei Kuna or by the Balim and the Kohanim. Whatever their eating process is, they're now Mutter L'Achila. So if you're going to compare it to Kachim, so then, I would have said the same thing by the bird of the Mitzorah, that once you shecht it, it should be allowed to be eaten. Oh, Kamashulan, that's why you need the pasuk to tell me, this asher is a rebuy to teach me that the bird of the Mitzorah that is shechted is in fact also to be eaten. Oh, that's what Kamashulan, therefore, Reish Lakish says, it's not a problem to me. Try again. Eser Yochanan asks Reish Lakish another question. He says, Shechata v'nimsis trefa. If you shecht this bird, and during the act of the shechita, you go and find that it is a trefa. In other words, you find during the shechita that you somehow nick the esophagus, and by nicking the esophagus, you've turned the animal into a trefa. So the act of the shechita actually caused it to become now a trefa. So what do you do in this situation? You can't use this bird. It is no good. And therefore, yikach zug lishnia, you go take a second bird to go and shecht. You don't have to take a new pair, Rashi tells us. It's good enough. Ein sarich lahavi shtayim acheros. The original other bird that is going to be mushlach is still able to be used. And you just need to take a replacement for the bird that you shechted and made into a trefa. Varishonim uteris bana. And this first bird that you shechted, albeit it's now a trefa, is permissible for a night. You can give it to your dog. You can go and do with it what you want. Now, question, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, according to you, that it was already also from Mishas Lekicha, so then, Harishona, my Muteris by not. Then how did it become Mutter and Hana? It was already also. What matters it now in Hana? Ah, your sheet is wrong. What does Reish Lakish say back? Amalei, Reish Lakish responds back to Rabbi Yochanan, Hochma Eskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Not that they found it to be a trefa during the Shechita, Kigon Shinim says trefa bivnei me'eha. They found an internal deficit, an internal trefa, something internally inside of it. The Rashi says, Bishas l'kicha, at the time that they took it, they didn't see this because it was internal. And therefore, the Bishas Kicha lo habichazya, lo chol ala iser. And therefore, there is no iser that is chal on it at that point in time. However, now that they see that inside it has, in fact, a trefa, and therefore, kigon shenim says trefa, bifnei meyau, they found in the intestine something wrong, the lo chol ala kedusha klal. Now, retrospect, that original lekicha wasn't a valid lekicha. And therefore, that's why it is now permitted. But not because my din of Mishas Lekicha is incorrect. So that's the second slugging up that didn't work out. Try again, third time. Reish Lakish has asked the following question by Rav Yochanan, Eisvei, Shechata shelo b'ezo, v'shelo b'etzeretz, v'shelo b'shniso lo'az. We know that the halach is that when you go and shecht the tzipor, you have to take with it, v'tzivar kohen v'lakach lamita her shtei tziporim chayos toros, you have to take two birds, and then, with those two birds, before you shecht it, you have to take the eight eretz, you have to take some cedar wood, ushnisolas, take the red thread, the azov, and the hyssop branch, and those have to be taken before you go and shecht the bird. And then it says, Es hatzipor yikach osa, when you go to go shech the bird, you already have taken with you, yes, it's Erez, Shini, Sulas, Yisway, so, and then you shech the bird, but Taval osam, you then go and dip these three things, and the bird that's still alive, the Es hatzipor achaya, and you dip all of them into Bidam hatzipor hashkuta, alamay machayim. So you have to do this process in this order. And therefore, Rav Yochanan asked the Reish Lakish, what happens if you shechted the bird, but you didn't yet have? Shelo be'ezo, v'shelo be'etzeres, v'shelo v'shnis to loss. So is that good or not? So Rav Yaakov Omer, yes, it's good. Ho, v'huk shalom mitzvasa asura. Yeah, this bird was already designated to be this sipor of the mitzvah that will be shechted, and therefore it is going to go and be asur lahanoah. And this will be based upon the fact that Rav Yaakov holds that a shchita that is ein aruya, this shchita is not good to accomplish the tahara process of the Metzorah because you didn't do it in the right order. You had to have the Ezov, the Eitzeres, and the Shnisolas before you shechted it, so it won't function to work for the Metzorah. But since the shchita was, in fact, a valid shchita, albeit it wasn't able to do what it was supposed to do, nevertheless, Rav Yaakov says that this bird is going to be osa banah. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, hold the nishchata shelo kimitzvasa, since this bird did not accomplish what it was supposed to do, because you didn't have the ezov, the eteres, and the shnisolas at that point in time. So then, it's a shchita she'eno re'uya, and therefore, it is not going to be also v'hanah and muteris. Now, how is this a question of Reish Lakish? Morris says, because ad kan lo pligi, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon are only arguing about the point that I mentioned, whether a shchita she'eno re'uya is considered a shchita. So, Elo Mar Rav Yaakov Savar Shchita She'ena Re'uya Shma Shchita. The first opinion was Rav Yaakov that says that even though it doesn't accomplish what it had to do, nevertheless it's a Shchita, and therefore it asks the bird. And Mar Savar Rav Shimon holds, no, it's a Shchita She'ena Re'uya, and therefore Lo Shma Shchita. It doesn't have the status of being a Shchita, and therefore the bird is permissible. But what do you see? Both of them, the Kuli Alma Miya Mechayim Lamistra, both of them agree that it wasn't Aser from the time that it was taken. The only argument they have is whether the Shchita makes it Aser or not. But they both seem to say, not like Reish Lakish, that it's not from the Shas Lechicha, and therefore Kashan Reish Lakish. So here we don't have a teretz for Reish Lakish in saying that this is the incorrect way to understand it, but we have Tanoihi. Yes, both Rav Yaakov and Rav Shimon agree with Rav Yochanan that it's from the Shas of Shchita, and they're just talking about whether Shchita Shein Aruya Shmo Shchita not. But they both agree with Rav Yochanan's opinion that the birds become Aser from the time of the Shchita. However, there is another Tana that agrees with Reish Lakish, so it's a Machlokas Tanoim. So Tanoihi, these Tanoim Rav Yaakov and Rav Shimon hold like Rav Yochanan, but Reish Lakish he holds like the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, because we learned in the Brisa the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. That's what we had this brisa earlier. We had said that just like there's the machshir to allow the mitzora to go into the azara and to go and eat kachim, so nemar machshir u'mechaper mibifnim, and the other korbanos are the mechaper. So we compared the machshir and the mechaper bifnim, and the nemar machshir mechaper b'chutz, and we said the tzipori mitzora and the egla arufa, the respective machshir mechaper b'chutz, and just like ma machshir mechaper ha'amor bifnim, also ba machshir ki mechaper, and the dinim are the same in terms of isra noah, so too, af machshir mechaper ha'amor b'chutz, the tzipori mitzorah, and the egla rufa are compared on the outside, also ba machshir ki mechaper. And therefore, just like the egla rufa is also before its arufa process, before its death, before the shchita equivalent, so too, the Mitzorah birds are Aser Bahanah Mishas Lekicha. And that's the Tana that holds like Reish Lakish, and therefore we haven't shlugged up Reish Lakish. There's a Machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now we go back and re-discuss this Brisa. So Gufa, we said, Kol Tzipor Torah Tochelu, the word Kol was a Ribui L'Rabos Esa Mishulachas. We said that came to include the Mishulachas. Once you set it free, that it is now kosher. And we said that the words, v'zeh asher lo tochlu mehem, so the word asher was a riboy, and that came to be marbe, l'rabo says hashchuta, that it still is aser behanah. Okay, now, the word says, why are you learning it this way? The epoch hanah, you could have flipped it around, and instead state that when it says, kol tzipor Torah tochelu, it's talking about the shchuta one. And when we said that v'zeh asher lo tochlu mehem, it's talking about the mishulach one. So why not say it that way? Right? You have one to include something, one to exclude something. So why not do it that way? Flip it around. So Gemara says several teirutz and why that's not true. So the first one is Amar Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. Rav Yochanan says the name of Rav Shimon Yochai Lo Motzinu Balechayim Shasurim. There is no such thing as a live animal being aser, and therefore this bird is a live animal. It's being sent off. So Mestama, if you have to be marba, one to be mutter and one to be aser, the shluta should be the one that's aser, and the live animal is the one that's mutter. Mar says, really? There's no such thing as a live animal being aser? Masiv lo Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, or Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak says, really? No such thing? Below? Hare, and we turn to Nun Zayin Amud Beis, you do have a live animal that is aser. A muktza. A muktza is an animal that was designated to be a carbon for Avodah Zarah, Rahman al-Islam. The Nevat, an animal that was actually worshipped as Avodah Zarah, are both examples over here. Muktza and Nevat are examples, the Bali Chaim Ninhu, that they're alive, Vasiri, and yet they're Usr. So how can you tell me there's no such thing as a live animal that is not, that is always permitted? Here they are, they're Usr. Someone says, no. Ki Asiri L'Gavoa. What we said, you don't find a live animal that is Usr, we meant that it was totally Usr. Yes, ki asiri legavoa, the muktza and the nevat, they're asur to bring as a carbon. However, lehedjo, for a regular person, you're going to go shechtim, you go shechtim and eat it for barbecue. Lehedjo, mishra shari, you want to go plow with it, you're allowed to go and plow with it. There is no reason that it's asur for everybody, it's only asur as a carbon. It's pasnish to bring such an animal as a carbon to Hashem. So, in fact, yes, there aren't such things as live animals being asur for people. So one says, Maskel or Yirmiya. We still got another question. He asks, wait a second. Hare Roveya Venirba Be'edim. Let's say you had an animal, the Rahman al-Islam was a participant in bestiality, either the active partner or the passive partner in an act of bestiality with a person, Rahman al-Islam. And you have Edim that saw this and warned the person, listen, you better not go and commit this act. And the person did it anyway. So that person is Chayav Misa. And we say, we don't have that animal around. So that animal is also Chayav Misa. If you have two witnesses, so the animal is aser lehedjot. It's going to be killed. But it's still alive right now. So here you have an example, debali chayim ninu vasiri. Here you have an example of live animals that are aser even for hedjot, for everybody else as well. So the Gemara says, this is the same din as a shor haniskal that is aser bahana. So these animals that have had the decree upon them by basin that they're to be killed, so they're aser bahana. Here you do have live animals that are aser bahana. So why are you telling me that the Tzipar HaMushlach from the Tzipari HaMisara can't be the one that is aser because live animals aren't aser? Doesn't make sense. You do have live animals that are aser bahana. So one says, you're right. Elo Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rishim Bar Yochai. So Rav Yochanan said, in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the following teretz. He says, Lo Motzinu Rov Balei Chayim Shasurim. Yes, you do have an exception. The Rovei Nirva with Edom are an exception. The Shor HaNiskal is an exception. But the vast, vast, vast majority of live animals are not Asurim Bahana. And therefore, that's why it makes sense to say that if you're going to Asa one and permit the other, that you're going to aser the shluta and you're not going to aser the one that is sent away, because that one is alive. And matzino ro balichayim that are mutarim, not lo matzino ro balichayim she asur. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two. Today, Rabbi Shmuel Tana learned the base medrash Rabbi Shmuel Dama Kwa, because the pasuk says, read the entire pasuk. The pasuk says, v'shilach es hatzipor hachayo el michutz lo'ir. El Pnei Hasodah. All these words are important. We'll darshin them in a moment. So we just have the Gemara here right now. Vashilach al Pnei Hasodah. We just had the beginning and the end of the pasuk, but the middle part of the pasuk is also important. Now, it says, Vashilach, in the base menu of Yerushmal, you learn, Vashilach is to wear to the Sodah, Kisodah. And therefore, the two have to be comparable. Masodah Muteres, Avhi, Avhai, Nami Muteres. Just like the field is something that is permitted, so it makes sense to say that the bird that is sent away of the two Mitzara birds, that one is the one that is Muteres. So that's the drasha. The Gemara says, wait a second. You need the word Sodah to teach me something else. You can't use it to teach me that the Shilach should be compared to the Sodah. Hai Sodah, Lohoch Yudios. I need that to teach me the following drasha. What drasha? How Miboyle Lichatanya. We need it for the following drasha that we learned in the following Brisa. The Pasuk says, Sodah, again, we sent out the bird, El Pnei HaSodah. So it says, Sodah, Shelo Yamod B'Yafo, to teach us that a person can't stand inside the walled city of Yafo, which faces the Mediterranean, the Yizrikeno Layam, and throw the bird, the Mitzora bird that is Mishulachas, and send that out into the Yam. It has to be sent out into a field and not into the Yam. And likewise, if a person is sitting in the city of Gabas, a walled city that's right by the desert, via Zekrena Lamidbar, and you're going to send the bird out, and you're going to send it into the Midbar, that's also no good, because it's not sending it into the Sada. You can't send it to the Yam, you can't send it to the Midbar, you must send it into a Sada. And likewise, v'shelo yamod chutz la'ir, via Zekrena Besoch here. And likewise, you can't stand outside the city in the Sada and send it into the city, via Zekrena Besoch here. That's no good also, because you're not fulfilling the pasuk that says v'shilach to the Sada. Ela kosh omid ba'ir. You must be standing inside a city, v'zirkena chutz l'chomer, send it outside the walls of that city into a sada. So therefore, we need the word sada to teach us this din. Therefore, it's not free to say, let's compare v'shilach to the sada. Ma sada muteris, avhai namu muteris. Shmuel says, no. What are you going to darshan over here? V'idach, if you want to darshan both, no problem. Because if you didn't have the word hasoda, you're right. You'd be stuck to only darshaning one thing. So im kein nichtov cross sod. If you only wanted to teach me one thing, this din that kol shomi beir yizkenu chutz l'choma must be into a soda, then just write the word soda. Why does it say el pinei hasoda? My hasoda shmami notarti. Therefore, we can learn out both of these dinim. The drasha that they learned in the Beit Rabbi Yishmael that and you can learn out the drasha into the sada is required. Okay, that's the second teretz. Third teretz is Rava. Rava Amar lo amr Torah shalach l'takola. We wouldn't tell you to go send off the bird takola. Once this bird is sent off into the world, so it's going to fly around. Nobody's going to know that this was the Metzorah bird. It's not tagged. It's not clearly demarcated. This is the Metzorah bird. Somebody's going to trap the bird and then shecht it. And they're going to eat something that's also by Noah. So therefore, that would be a takola. So if you have a choice of making one drasha called Tzipor Torah Tochelu to be one of the two birds, it makes sense to make it to the bird that won't lead to be a takola, which is the Tzipor HaMishulachas. And therefore, the other drasha, Yerusha Lo Sochlu Miyem, will be for the Tzipor that was Shchuta. Oh, very good. Now we go weiter. The next thing in the Mishnah we said that was also by Noah was Biseyar the Nazir. So the Bisar Nazir, so that is also also by Noah. Minol, and how do we know that? So the pasuk says so. The Omar Kra, Kadosh. Now the word Kadosh is spelled without a vav. So Kadosh Yeh Gadel Pera Sa'ar Rosho. So you have to let the hair of the Nazir grow. And Gidulo Yeh Kadosh. And this hair will be Kadosh. Now, that's an important fact because the Gemara now questions. If you're telling me it's like Kadosh, so then Ima Kodesh Tofeses Domov. If you're telling me the word Kadosh is a play on the word Kodesh, so then Ima Kodesh Tofeses Domov V'yosi L'chulim, just like when you have something that was hektish and you go and redeem it, so the money that you redeem it on is now Kadosh, but the item of hektish goes L'chulim. So then, that's the same question that we had in yesterday Shia, that we asked early in the Shia, that I brought down the Marsha that didn't understand the Rashi, and Afsiar Nazir, Tofis is Dhamma. So then in this situation, the money that the hair is sold for, that money should then get Kedusha on it, and the woman should be able to be Mekadesh of that money. The Yosil Cholin, the hair should go out to Cholin. If that were true, then if this is the drasha, Kadosh is to be like Hektish, so then we have a problem. How can we say that if the woman were to be Mekadesh with the value of the hair, somebody bought that hair, and now that money, it should be tofus like hektish is tofus. So Gemara says, no, look at the word carefully. It doesn't spell out with a vav, kadosh. Mi karinan kodesh, is it spelled out kodesh? No, we bedafka wrote it without the vav, kadosh karinan. So we read it as kadosh, and it is not kodesh, and therefore that's the critical fact here. So it's like Kodesh in some ways, it's like Hektish in some ways, but it's not fully like Hektish in that it's not Tofes as Domov. Okay. Then we have the next thing in the Mishnah we said was also by Noah, the Petach Hamor. The firstborn animal of a donkey is Kodosh. And you have to go and redeem it with a lamb, a seh, or you can go decapitate it and it will be also Bahano until you either redeem it or when you were decapitated, it remains also Bahano. Now, let us therefore suggest, name of Masnis and the look of Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. What is that? The Tanya, we learn the following brisa. Petach Hamor, also by Noah, Divri Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon Matir. That this is exactly Machlokas, whether Petach Hamor is also by Noah. The opinion of the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, is that it is also by Noah. Oh, so our Mishnah clearly goes like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon is Matir. Seemingly, he says that Petach Hamor is not also by Noah. So therefore, obviously, Rabbi Shimon must not be the author of our Mishnah. Moses says, no. Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabbi Baravur, Rabbi Nachman's the name of Rabbi Baravur. No. Li Achar Arifa V'divrekol. Our Mishnah is talking about after you did the Arifa process, and then even Rabbi Shimon says that it's also Behana. As Rashi points out in Divrei Maskul, Li'achar Arifa V'divrekol, he says, the Amar Hasam, we learned elsewhere, that Umode Rabbi Shimon Li'achar Arifa Shu Asar V'gomar Arifa Arifa Me'egla Rufa. He learns this out from the fact that we have to go and take the firstborn donkey and do arifa to it if you don't redeem it with a seh. So too, we learn out by Egla Rufa, just like by Egla Rufa, that it's also banah. So too, by the arifa of the donkey, of the firstborn of the donkey, it would be aser behanah. So even Rabbi Shimon agrees, after the arifa, it's aser banah. So our Mishnah will be talking about after the arifa, and therefore, he could go even according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Okay. The next thing in our Mishnah was basa b'chalav. That's also asur banah. If you go and cook meat and milk together, so then there's three isurim. There's an isur of achila, there's an isur of hanah, and there is an isur of actual cooking it together, even if you're not eating it and you're not getting any hanah from it. Now, how do we know this? Minolan. Where do we see that there's an isur of hanah on basa b'chalav? We learn this in the following brayse of the Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel. Lo sevashel gidi b'chalei b'mo gimu pamim. It says three times in three places in the Torah, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Kisisa, and in Parshas Re'eh, Lo Sevashel Gidi B'Chalei B'Imo, and therefore, one is the teacher's Echad Isser Achila, the Echad Isser Anah, the Echad Isser Bishul. You have three separate Isserim over here, included amongst them is the Isser Anah, and that's how we know that Bas V'Cholav is also Anah. The Gemara says, Masnis in the Loki Aitana, but there is one Tana that disagrees with that, and obviously our Mishnah doesn't go like this Tana, the Tanya. We learn the following Brisa. Now, the Yerser that we have is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer. However, there are other girsos over here. On the side, it's brought down that some of the girs that this is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and others say it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda who said it over in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. In any event, this Tanoic opinion goes, Basa b'chalav also b'achila, u'mutur b'hanah, that while Basa b'chalav is certainly also b'achila, it is permissible in Hanah according to this Tanoic opinion, based upon the following pasuk shenemar, Ki am kadosh atol Hashem elokecha, lo sevashel gidi b'chalei v'imo. That's what it says over here in Parshas Re'eh, Ulahalu no Omer, but it says also Yanshe Kodesh Tiuli Basar Basadet Trefa Lo Sulchelu La Kelev Tashlichu Noso. That's what it says in Parshas Mishpatim, and therefore one is permitted to get Hanah from it. We used a Gzeres Shabbah of Kodesh Kodesh Am Kodosh and Anshe Kodesh, and therefore according to this Tanaic opinion, you have a Gzeres Shabbah over here Malhalu also Bachila by the Basar Basadet Trefa Lo Sulchelu. So in that situation, you are allowed to go and get hanah from it, albeit you're not allowed to go and eat it. So therefore, there it's telling us just an isur v'achila and not an isur v'hanah. So through this gzeir shava of am kadosh and anshe kodesh, afkan, so too by basur v'cholav, afkan osur v'achila u'motur b'hanah. Finally, we get to the last item mentioned in the Mishnah, the Zosu Banah, the Chulin Shenishchatu B'Azara. If you go and shecht Chulin inside the Azara, it's also Banah. How do we know that? Minohani Mili, what's the source for that? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rebeyer. Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rebeyer. Again, whenever we have Mishum, it means he didn't learn it directly from him. He learned it through various people. Rabbi Yochanan lived several generations after Rabbi Meir, and therefore he possibly never met Rabbi Meir. Says that Rabbi only met Rabbi Meir at the end of his life. Rabbi was the Rabbi of Rabbi Yochanan. So in any event, Mishum means there were other people in between, and he heard this in the name of Rabbi Meir. Amr Torah, the Torah tells us, Shchot li b'shali, v'shalcha b'shalcha. You go shech for me, my things, my korbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in my area, in the Beis HaMikdash, v'shalcha b'shalcha. And you shech your things, chulin, not in my area, in your area, b'sharecha. And therefore, ma'shali b'shalach, also, just like if you were to shech a korban outside the Azara, and you were to shecht it in your area, Mashali Bishalach is Aser, and in fact, that's going to be a Chiyav of Misa, that's going to be a Chiyav of Kares, which the Gemara will then discuss, and why don't we make this comparison the whole way through, we'll get to that in a moment. So too, Av Shalacha, if you have Chulin, don't shecht it in my place, shecht it in your place, Bishali Aser. So that is what Rav Yochanan said in the name of Rav Meir, that Kachim have to be shechted in the Azara and can't be shechted outside the Azara. That's called Shluti Chutz. And Chulin has to be shechted outside the Azara. And that's called Chulin Shenishchatu B'Azara. And that is Asur. So both are Asur. Now the Gemara says, E Mashali B'Shalcha Anush Koris. Here's the question I just raised. If, in fact, you shecht my things in your area, that's Shluti Chutz. That's an Onush of Koris. So too, we should say the other way around. Ashalcha, if you shecht Chulin B'Shali in the Azara, it should also be an Onush of Koris. So why don't we say that? So we have a pasuk to tell us not to say that. We shouldn't make this binyan av. Rashi says this would be a binyan av. So Amakra, the Al Pesach Om Weid, Lo Heviyo, Lakriv Korban Lashem, and then it says, the Nich Ras. So you have over here the din as follows. Al Kor al karban onish korizis. Only for a karban must you bring it to the olam way. And if you don't bring it there, then you're going to have kares. But that tells us only here and not someplace else. Al chulin shenishtu be'azara ain't onish kares. To teach us that chulin shenishtu be'azara, while it's an iser, while it's wrong, it's a lav, but it's not an iser of kares. But wait a second, the Gemara says, once you're telling me that there's a difference between Shchut Echutz and Chulin Shenishal to Be'azara, and that we're saying that the Pasuk tells us not to compare in regards to the Isser of Kares, so then you can slug up your whole comparison that Rav Yochanan said in the name of Rav Meir, Shechot Li B'Shali, B'Shalcha B'Shalcha. You can slug up that whole thing. Ikal Mifrach. Ma L'Shali B'Shalcha, my Kachim that are Shechted B'Shalcha outside the Azara, Shchut Echutz, Shekain onish kares. The reason why that's awesome is because it's an iser of kares. So then how can you compare it to saying that you can't shecht chulin inside the azara? Well, that's not an iser of kares. Maybe you can't. So the Gemara says, you're right. El omer abayi mehocha. This is the real source. It's the following braisa. The braisa tells us there are three times in the psukim where it mentions a word of shechita. It says, ushchato, v'shechadoso, v'shechadoso. Rashi tells us these are shalosh parashos smucha zulazu bishlamim in regards to din bishlamim, and the first one Rishona k'siv ushchato pesach olam oed. So it tells us that you must shecht it in the olam oed. Now the other two times ubishtaim k'siv v'shachat oso. It says two more times v'shachat oso. Why do we need to tell us this three times? So plus a kura yiseri. All of these are unnecessary. Ma tamalom. What do they come to teach us? Again. It says Ushchato Pesach Omoed, and it says Ushchadoso Lefnei Omoed. Three times it tells us these dinim. Why does it need it three times? So the Gemara answers the following drasha. Lefi Shenemar, here is another pasuk that says Ki Yirkach Mimicha Hamakom Asher Yirchar Hashem Elokecha Usum Shemo Sham Vizavachta Mibkorcha Umitzonecha Asher Nasan Hashem Lecha Kasher Tzivisicha V'yochalto Bishorecha. So this pasuk, we only quote part of it over here. It says ki yirchak mimcho hamakom, and then it says v'zovachta. So this teaches us that berichok makom at zoveach. This pasuk came to teach us in the midbar where we were not ever far from the mishkan. So in the midbar, you weren't allowed to have basar taiva, as it's called, plain barbecue meat. You just want to eat meat. You're only allowed to bring karmen shlamim if you wanted to eat meat. And once we reach Eretz Yisrael, where not everybody's going to be right next to the Beis HaMikdash, not everybody's going to be right next to the Mishkan. So if you want to eat meat, you're going to have to come all the way and travel up to Yerushalayim or travel to where the Mishkan is. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a dispensation that if you wish to eat Basar Taiva, regular meat, you're allowed to. So it says, Berichuk Makom Atazovech. But when you're far away, that's where you shechted, meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara, that's where you shecht Chulin. The iatozoveach b'makom karov, but you can shecht it inside the azara, what's called makom karov, and this teaches us the din prat lechulin shelo yishchatu b'azara. Here's the source that you're not allowed to go and shecht chulin b'azara. No, that would tell me mainly elo tmim. That would tell me something which could be used for a carbon, but it's not consecrated, so therefore it's not a carbon that you can't go and shecht inside the azara because it's haruuyim likarit because it could have been brought as a carbon. So it's pasnish, so to say, to go and shecht that inside the azara, not as a carbon. However, how do we know, minayin, where do we see that you're not allowed to go and shecht even an animal that wasn't fit to be a carbon? Minayin l'rabos bali mumin, an animal that has a mum on it, it doesn't make it into a treifa, it has a blemish on it, let's say it has a cataract, it has a certain nivbisosayim, these are the famous things that were brought by Bar Kamsa to show that the Jews are rebelling against you, so they're mumin by us, but they certainly don't make the animal into a treifa, and you could shecht it. So where do we know that you can't even shecht such an animal, which is not roy for the mizbeach, inside the azara? So that's learned out. Mar bani es bali mumim, we know that these bali mumim, which aren't roy for the mizbeach, but aren't a treifa, shekein min hamachshu, because they're from the same type of species that could be brought up on the mizbeach, and therefore they too can't be shechted in the azara. Shmuel then says, Minayin l'rabos hazachayah. Okay, so that's great for the cows, the goats, and the sheep that can be brought as korbanos, the three behemoths that can be brought as korbanos. What about the seven chayos? They're perfectly tar. You can go shecht them and eat them. Maybe they could be shechted inside the azara. Minayin l'rabos hazachayah, which isn't royal in Mizbeach at all. Not even that species is royal for the Mizbeach. So we learn that out. Ma'ar bani hazachayah, she b'shchita ki behema. No, because it's similar in that it requires shchita. You can't eat your chay. You can't have a deer meat without shechting it. So therefore, anything that's shechted can't be shechted inside the azara if it is chulin. And that's the din that we have over here. Now, how do we know also ofos? Minayin l'rabos is ofos. The Talmud Lomer, that's what we need all of this for. Ushchato, v'shachat oso, v'shachat oso. So that's what we need this for. That's what Rashi says over here. V'hochanami garsinan b'sifra, that the following is the understanding of Perusha, and Zabach adds the words over here. Miniru be'enai, sira acher, chad l'bali mumim, v'chad l'chaya, v'chad li'ofos. That's what these three times where it says, ushchato, v'shachat oso, v'shachat oso, that's the teaches these three dinim. So I would have said, okay, great. Yochel lo yishcha. You're not allowed to go and shecht it. No, but if you did shecht it, v'im shachat yimuta, okay, so you shouldn't have done this, but now it's perfectly good meat. So no, Talmud Lomer. So now we have, again, this whole drush again. Ki yirchak mimcha hamokom v'zavachta v'yochalta. You're not allowed to go and shecht it if you're near the Azara at all. You can't have basa taiva, but when you reach Eretz Yisrael, now you are allowed to go and have basa taiva, but that means that now you can't have chulin shenishcha to be Azara. So you can only shecht outside your chulin, outside the Azara your chulin, but you're not allowed to eat. If you do shecht it inside the Azara, you're not allowed to eat it. Prat l'chulin shenishchu to Azara. This comes to exclude chulin shenishchu to Azara. No, mainly al tamimim. This would only be, again, for animals that are tamimim, that are, and we turn to Nuches Amud Aleph, haru'uyim likari, that can be brought as korbanos. But how do we know about mum that is not a treifa? So, it has the bediv svasayim or a cataract. So minay l'rabos bali mumim, that if you shech them in the azar as well, not only can you not do this, but if you did a bidiyevet, you can't eat it. Mar bani bali mumim shekein min hamachshir. So they are from the same min that is machshir. So you're not allowed to go and eat them there as well. Minay l'rabos is a chayy. If you shech the chayy there, you can't eat it as well. Mar bani is a chayy shibishchita kubehema. It's also usher like a behema, in that it requires shchita, and therefore it has the same din as a behema. There's going to be not allowed to be eaten in there. And minayin l'rabbis is ovos. So again, we have the way the Bach understood Rashi, Talmud Lomer. That's what you have these three psukim for: ushchato l'fnei omei, v'shchadus l'fnei omei, v'shchadus l'fnei omei, to teach us all three of these dinim apply both by the isser of shchita and even b'di'evet. There is an isser of achila at this point as well. How do we know that there's also an issa of hanah? So the Gemara continues, says, Yachal lo yishchot. I might have said you're not allowed to shecht it. However, v'im shachat yashtichem l'vnei klavim, but you are allowed to get enough from, okay, I'll give it to my dog to eat. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, la'kelev tashlichon oso. To your dog, you're allowed to give meat that was nevela. Also, atomashlich l'kelev, the nevela meat you can give to your kelev, implying some other meat that you can. V'atomashlich chulin shenishl tu v'yazara, that you can't give to your kelev, because that is usur b'hanah. So we have Arman the Yama here that says, this is how we know that Chulin Shenish Be'azara is Aser Be'hanah. However, there is another Tana that disagrees with this. And the Gemara continues, we'll go to the two dots already. So Ashichinu Mar Yehuda L'Rav Yosef U'L'Rav Shmuel B'rei D'Rabba Bar Brachana. One time, this Amora Mar Yehuda met up with Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel B'rei D'Rabba Bar Brachana, and the Havu Kaine Apischa de Rabba, they were standing by Rabba's base medrash, and Amalahu, so this Mar Yehuda said to these two other Amoraim, how do you understand the following brisa? Tanya, it says in the brisa, Hamakadish v'petach Amar, b'basa b'cholav, u'b'chulin shenishcha tu b'yazara, that Rabbi Shimon Omer Mikudeshes. The Rabbi Shimon says that a woman is in fact Mikudeshes with these things. He holds that they're not Asu b'hanah. We already had a Tanoic opinion said about basa b'cholav, and we had an explanation of the Tanoic opinion of Rabbi Shimon that it is Bepetach Hamor would be Lifnei Arifa, that it would not be Asa Banoa. And here, Rabbi Shimon Omer Mikudesh. So we understand the Basa B'cholav, we understand the Petach Hamor, but Uchulin Shenishcha to Bazara, does he hold that that is not Asa Banoa? The Chachamim in Mikudesh. The Chachamim say all of them, they're not Mikudesh because they're all Asa Banoa. But wait a second. Alma, you see it according to Rabbi Shimon, Chulin Shenish Tubazar, Rabbi Shimon, Lab Daraisa. He doesn't hold that that is an Isra Daraisa. But we have a Mishnah in Temura that seems to say otherwise. Reminu, Rabbi Shimon Omer in the Mishnah in Temura, he says, Chulin Shenish Tubazar, Yisrafu. You have to go and burn it, implying that it's an Isra of Hanah. And he says likewise, V'chein Chaya Shenish Tubazar, a Chaya that's Shecht in the Yazar also has to be Nisrafu. So we seem to have a steer over here in Rabbi Shimon. How do you answer that? So that's what he asked to Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel B'rei, the Rabba Bar Chana, and Ishtiku. They didn't know the answer. No, they went inside to their Rebbe. Also, Lekami the Rabba. They were outside the base medrash. They went inside to ask their Rebbe. They went to ask inside Rabba. And Amalu, he told them, Palga Ukminchi. This Palga, this person, Rashi says over here, Palga is contra. He's a contrary person. He's Rogil Lachlok Al Chaverev. He's always starting up over here in Torah. Rashi elsewhere brings down in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Aleph Omid Beis, so is Cholek Al Chachamim Ata. This person is always cholik on the Chachamim. This Mar Yehuda is always asking questions over here. So how do you go and answer him? In order to say that there's no steer in Rabbi Shimon, you know what the answer is? Kigon Shinishcha V'nim says Trefa. We're dealing over here where he says that the woman can be Mikudashis is when you shechted the animal in the Azara and it turned out to be a Trefa. Oh, Rabbi Shimon L'Tamei, as we just pointed out previously, Rabbi Shimon holds the Tanya, Hashochet is a Trefa. If somebody shechts a Trefa, V'chein Hashochet V'nim says Trefa, or if you either made the animal a Trefa during the Shechita, or you shechted and you found it after to be a Trefa, Zev Zechulim Bazara, if they were both Chulim Bazara, so they are going to be Osir according to everybody else, but Rabbi Shimon Matir Bahanah, Rabbi Shimon says that they are permitted Bahanah because this is a Shechita She'eino Re'uya. No, the Chacham were Osirim. So in this situation where it's Chulim Bazara, Rabbi Shimon does permit it, and that's how you can have a woman be Mekudeshes with Chulim Shenishlu Bazara, according to Rabbi Shimon, if it was that it was a Shechita She'eino Re'uya, and as a result, the Shechita doesn't count, according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, it's not also banah. Of course, you can't eat it, because it was a trefa, but it isn't a valid Shechita, and therefore, it's not also banah. And again, the Chachamim Oshim, they do hold that it is also, and therefore, there's no stira in Rabbi Shimon. With this good break point, with this we conclude today's share.